We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And we're also the voices of Executive Medicine of America. Now, don't forget, we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day for you at the end of the show. Your chance to win a free book. That's right, free, as in doesn't cost you anything. But you do have to get the correct answer to Dementia Defender. So write down the number 844-WELL-100. That's a toll-free number. 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. And the website, stayyoungamerica.com. Now, today's show's got a little bit of a different spin. We're talking about surviving natural disasters and man-made disasters for that matter. And we're going to have on with us a very special guest this hour, Survivor Jack, who is the go-to guy for survival tips. He's got all kinds of really cool videos and stuff out there. I think his website is survivorjack.com, but lots of great stuff on there. And he did a really neat video, too, to his kids on how to survive. I thought it was kind of cool. But this is a neat topic.
It is. And, you know, from a medical point of view, the first thing everyone should have is some sort of little first aid kit.
Yeah, that's right. And what to put in it. People don't know what to put in a first aid kit. So right. I think we need to get a pen because we're going to tell you what to put in a first aid kit.
You can get them prepackaged. So, I mean, you know, you can – an easy thing is you go to the outdoor stores and they have, you know, first aid kits of various sizes. So, I mean, you
okay, know. But not everybody has an outdoor store.
Well, you can online and order them. But, and even if you don't order it, you can look to see what's in it, you know, gauze, tweezers, et cetera, et cetera. So they'll have the list of the items that are in there.
All right. Let's go through the list of what we think people should have in it. Band-aids,
gauze, a pair of scissors,
antiseptic,
triple antibiotic ointment. You should have a flashlight handy.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
So you can see. I mean, what if you're bleeding in the dark, for heaven's sakes?
Alcohol. Peroxide.
I mean, these ace bandage.
Yeah.
A splint.
Oh, well, you know
sort.
Those ice pack things? You press them and they go
chemical
cold?
Chemical ice pack.
No, well, you know, if they're at the home, you probably wouldn't need that because you got access to ice. But if you put that in your car, that's a good one to have, or a sports first aid kit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, point is you got to have it where it's compact enough to you can stick it in the glove box or your trunk and have it.
And, you know, again, I mentioned flashlights. If you have flashlights, you need fresh batteries, or they make flashlights that you can wind up, or they're even solar powered. So, you know, you need something so you can see in an emergency.
What about a glow stick?
Wasn't this an exercise in Girl Scouts that they, one of their badges they had to put together?
Yeah, but what about the people that aren't Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts? I mean, they're not teaching this stuff in school. They need to, but they're not.
Growing up in Canada where we get blizzards and we get snowed in for days or sometimes a week, you need to have adequate water and adequate food.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. You got to stockpile some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and you got to have a can opener.
Yeah, even though, you know, we come out and say canned goods and too high salt and things like that. I mean, you have to have, you know, there's freeze-dried food products you can keep too.
Yeah.
And Judy mentioned a can opener. So many people in this day and age have electric can openers and don't actually have a manual one.
That's true. Yeah. And I think we didn't have one until we ran out. Like ours broke or something. We couldn't buy one.
Now they sell these survival kits. It's like a week's worth of food in a can, so it's or a bucket, you know, so it's like a 5-gallon bucket.
Okay, that means it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is something we see in the news that either shocks us or it's something we've been saying all along that we're shocked it finally made it into the news. But this is really cool. So this is a great discovery for those that are suffering from sickle cell disease. The NIH conducted a study, and they used modified blood stem cell transplant. So when we mean modified blood stem cell transplant, that means they didn't remove all and replace all of that person's blood and replace it with stem cells. They allowed them to keep some of theirs. So in the study, half the patients have actually been able to successfully stop their immunosuppressant medication. Now, normally when you get a transplant, you actually have to stay on immunosuppressants for a very long time. But these people have actually been cured up to this point. There hasn't been a cure for sickle cell. So these the partial transplant people use donor stem cells from healthy siblings, and then effectively reverse the sickle cell disease in 26 to 30% of those patients. And since this study used the new stem cells, and of course, like I said earlier, allowed the people to keep their stem cells, this is kind of cool. They actually have two genetically distinct cell types in their blood. So I just thought that was so weird. Somebody's walking around, they basically are made up of two different types of people. I mean, you know, really, that's kind of cool.
It is cool.
Well, and yeah. You have that with just any kind of stem cell transplant.
So does that mean you can frame your brother?
No, it doesn't change your genetics.
I was just curious. But all right, so this reminded me of when Walter and I went to volunteer at a camp for terminally ill kids, and we got sickle cell week. And when I read this, I was so happy because I thought this offers hope for those kids that we saw really, really suffering. And I was really happy that that they're coming up with some things that are working.
Now it's time for the Immortal Minute. Along the stem cells theory, or we're talking today, showing a study that Tai Chi enhances stem cells. So Tai Chi is a Asian art of kind of a static or a dynamic yoga, moving yoga that you see people, they'll do it before they warm up for their work days and stuff like that in China. And this
don't
was
they do that in like the arthritis commercials?
Yep. So they're doing some Tai Chi, but they took Tai Chi and then they took people who were sedentary and they studied their CD34 cell counts. CD34 cells are markers for the number of stem cells that our blood's putting out or the bone marrow's putting out in the bloodstream. And in patients who did the Tai Chi, they had a significantly higher increases in these anti-aging stem cells that were being produced. And it's long been heralded as having a anti-aging effect, but now we're seeing why. And the researchers think that that's due to increased blood flow that's generated by doing Tai Chi. So again, physical activity. I mean, Tai Chi can be done by older patients that have arthritic issues and such. It's just get up and move and it'll make you younger.
Yeah, I think that's great. I love that getting healthier. I have to say one correction to my notes on the study, and I'm going to post the study on Facebook, but I said 26 to 30% on those sickle cells. It's actually 26 out of the 30 patients. So that's a
big difference.
Wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
But hey, we got to go to a short break. Don't forget, later this hour, we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free book. Write down the toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. 844-935-5100. And stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to have on with us Survivor Jack. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of America, where patients fly in from all over the globe. Don't forget, we have Dementia Defender trivia question at the end of the show. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, or the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Your choice, you just got to get it right. So write down the number, toll-free, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. Now, have you ever wondered what it would be like to survive a tsunami, an earthquake, tornado, hurricane, or anything of that sort? Well, get a pen and take notes, because today's special guest is Survivor Jack. He's an Emmy-nominated photojournalist who has made it his passion to help people survive in case of an emergency. Welcome to the show, Survivor Jack. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
We're so excited to have you on the show. And I think this is an interesting topic. When we think of health and wellness, we don't think about survival, but we should.
We should. Give you an example. When I began to realize that I was getting interested in preparing for an emergency, I've since dropped almost 100 pounds in weight. Does that give me the ability to walk further, carry more gear, and probably sustain myself in a more likely fashion?
Well, absolutely.
Right. So the first rule is be in shape so you can survive the disaster. Don't right. be dependent on a dialysis machine.
Exactly. At 68 and a half years old, I get up at 4:10 in the morning. I go swim for an hour. I come home, do a lot of my journaling in the morning. After lunch, I come back, and with machetes and hatchets, I've been taking out trees on my property. We've had wildfire dangers here in Colorado, and that keeps me staying young.
Oh, I bet it does. All right, so this whole Survivor Jack thing, obviously your first name is not Survivor, but where did that come from? I mean, why is this now your passion? At what point in life did you become Survivor Jack?
I literally had a vision. 15 days after the Haiti earthquake, the news reports showed a little girl named Darlene Etienne, teenager, clinging to life. 15 days, it was like, what? I'm just hooked. How do you survive that long without water? Well, she had been in a basement and had been in the bathroom. So she did have access to trickles of water, and that had kept her alive, but minutes from dying. And when they lifted her into those rescue lights, my life changed. I mean, in that moment of time, in the blink of an eyelid, and it's hard for people to get this, I immediately grabbed two yellow pads and I wrote and drew pictures for 4 hours. I knew exactly what I was going to do. I've invented a survival tool that will come later when I've got it to the point that I can market it and we could talk about it then. But I knew that I could not have survived that with the way that I lived my life. And so I got off the couch and I've started working myself into a better shape. But more importantly, I'm taking my talents out, and it makes no difference what part of the United States I'm going to be speaking in. I'm telling you, if I'm down in New Jersey, I'm going to talk the language of the people. And if I'm down south with my southern relatives, we go talk a whole different way than out here in the West, kid, where you got to approach people with a different attitude. You know what I mean?
So did you choose Colorado because of it's the least likely to be disaster? It's kind of the disaster-proof state other than the wildfires, isn't it?
Well, actually, I chased tornadoes in Oklahoma for years as a television newsman in Oklahoma City, and the first tornado that I got an excellent photograph of was in going over my head in Denver, Colorado. So we do have susceptibility to dangers, as does any region of the country. And I'll challenge you guys in a moment. But we've got wildfires. We certainly have blizzards. And we need to be prepared. Is your car prepared? Do you have a way to go to the bathroom if you were trapped in your car? You know, little things like that that we never have a chance to speak about, I'm going to. And I'm going to bring it to the media in hopefully more entertaining ways.
Because remember, mate, you're only as sharp as your blade.
Right?
This is true.
Just need a big knife for that one.
Okay. You know what the real problem is? No one ever thinks it's going to happen to them.
Exactly.
And so then when it happens, it's like, what do I do? I mean, it's total panic. That it's a lack of preparation.
Well, one thing, with our patients that they have an issue with sometimes is, you know, we get if they're on oxygen and things like that. Obviously, loss of electricity can be an issue, but just even keeping a separate stash of their medications somewhere if they, you know, had to leave the house.
You're 100% on track in several ways there. One, my character, Survivor Jack, when I hopefully turn it to the media in a visual way, I'm handicapped already. At 68, I'm facing double knee replacement. I've got gout in the left elbow, it appears. What do I need to do to change my environment to help me be more likely to be successful in, for example, fleeing my house in case of a wildfire? I'm going to have certain things that I have to look at and acknowledge are a reality in my life. But this is true all over the country, and obviously our best philosophy would be, hey, I should be prepared for the worst. Well, let's look at that real quick. Where were the three biggest earthquakes in the contiguous, the 48 United States? Where were the three biggest?
I don't know. Texas? Oklahoma?
California.
Really?
None of the ones you mentioned.
Really? Yeah. Okay, where?
In 1810 and 1811, the Mississippi River Valley was racked. The New Madrid Fault let loose on three different occasions. The third earthquake in that area was so big, the Mississippi River ran backward for 24 hours, meaning all the water that was coming down met all the water going back. That spread out across the countryside. The land was so saturated that literally entire valleys disappeared. A man rode over the hill to see if his friend was all right, and there were no trees, there was no house, there was no cattle, there was no nothing. And the church bells in Boston rang from that earthquake.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Now, do you really think the buildings in New Orleans, St. Louis, and all of those, Cincinnati, along the Mississippi River, all of those people are prepared with good water and food and things in their car because that may be where they have to live while we recover the infrastructure that's damaged?
Well,
rhetorical question, the answer is no, right? I mean, you know, lucky if I have 16 ounces of water in my car.
And then I know we've got a break coming up shortly, but I will challenge you with what is the biggest possible worst disaster whenever you want to take on that one, and I'll challenge you how prepared for you are you if there were no electricity for 6 months to 18 months.
We've got about 3 minutes. Okay, what is the biggest disaster? What is it?
Taking down the American power grid. Three major ways that it could go down. The Earth just barely got missed only a few weeks back with a solar flare that was big enough to literally take down the grid. Now, even if we lost satellites, we would lose our ATMs, things like that. What if we had to function for a week or so before they could get the ATM systems back up and functioning? Or do you guys have plenty of spare cash?
I need to stick more stuff in my mattress.
Well, but do you hear those two sides? One guy says, yes, I do. And the lady goes, wow, that's one I haven't considered.
Yep.
So that's why I am out here passionately attacking radio shows like yours and, you know, going after Ellen, which we'll talk about later. But, you know, things like that where I can get to the media and have people go, wow, I never thought about something as simple as a whistle.
Yeah. You know, that's the one thing, because you could do flashlights or whatever, but you need the batteries for those, right?
You can get self-winding flashlights where you generate it off the hand crank.
Yeah. Exactly. But if you're buried, it's not going to do any good.
My dad moved down to Florida when he retired. And so, you know, the first year he was down there, I went out and bought him one of those, you know, disaster radios that's a hand crank. So I said, here, use this when the hurricane wipes out your retirement village, you know. And then the second year I sent him a tracking map for hurricanes with a grease pencil so he could track the hurricane. And after that he said, quit sending me birthday gifts.
But what of the gifts you gave potentially could have saved that person's life? And that's another area that we can think about in the future.
That makes gift giving easy.
I just send them a case of water.
That's what I was going to say. All our kids are going to be like, oh, man, these are sucky gifts, but they need them.
Even if they stuck them in their glove box, they'd be closer than what they've got now.
That's absolutely true. Okay, we've got to head to break. I want to tell our listeners, be sure to go to the website stayyoungamerica.com, stayyoungamerica.com. You can find links there to the podcasts of past shows. You can also get those off of iTunes. And the number you're going to need for Dementia Defender coming up, it's toll-free, 844-WELL-100, toll-free, 844-WELL-100. And, of course, that shout-out to our military. Thank you so much, guys and gals in uniform. We absolutely love you, and we're glad you're listening. All right, we got to go to a short break. Don't forget, later this hour, that Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free book. But stay tuned, because when we come back, more tips on how to survive with Survivor Jack. The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine of Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. You have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right, ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. If you haven't gone to StayYoungAmerica.com, be sure to go there, StayYoungAmerica.com. Also, write down this phone number, 844-WELL-100. Toll-free, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, which is your chance to win a free, yep, free, doesn't cost you anything, copy of the book, Age to Perfection, or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Your choice. You just got to get it right. Now, when you call us, you got to leave us your name and your contact information. So that's your phone number and your address and which book you want and, of course, the correct answer. And if you give us a correct answer, we will send it out to you. So we love sending those out. And congratulations to all our past winners. Every week we get great number of calls, and some are right and some are wrong, but for those that are right, you get the free book. All right, so today we're talking about surviving in a disaster, whether it's a natural disaster or a man-made nightmare. And there's no better person to talk to than who we have on the phone with us, Survivor Jack. He's the go-to guy for surviving. So we're happy to have you on with us. Now, I want to ask you a question. What do you think we've learned from previous disasters? Like, you've kind of, being a photojournalist, an Emmy-nominated photojournalist, you've been out there, been out in the trenches, so to speak. You've seen some of this stuff. What do you think we've learned?
I think each disaster gives us clues to help make the next one better. But let me give you one example of a person who took what he learned. And it's a little bit of a story, but I think you'll enjoy it. Do you know who Rick Rascorla is?
Nope.
You can look him up on YouTube and Wikipedia. His last name is R-E-S, starts that way, C-O-R-L-A, Rick Rascorla. If, for no other reason, he was a British man who came and served the United States military, when Vietnam happened, there was a book written called We Are Soldiers, and Mel Gibson made it into a movie. The original book cover had Rick Rascorla on the cover as one of the young GIs and what he had suffered. When he came out, he went to work at the World Trade Centers for one of the major financial institutions, and they said, what would be our security problems? Well, he looked at the building, not only from that they were way up high, it would be difficult to walk for people to walk downstairs, but he hired a friend of his as a consultant and said, if you were going to attack this building, what would you do? The guy said, I'd drive a load of bombs into the basement of this truck, and I'd set them off. And Rascorla and his friend warned the Port Authority, and they refused to listen, and they did set off bombs in the basement of the building. He came back to the guy and said, now what would you do? And the guy goes, this is a symbol of America. I would fly airplanes into this. I would steal transports, fill them with explosives. Well, didn't quite go that direction. But Rescorla went back to the Port Authority and said, they're going to fly planes into the buildings, and we need to train our people. He fought against his corporation, who went, you do too many drills. We don't like to have to get off the phone. You know, we don't like to interrupt meetings to walk down four flights of stairs and then back up four flights of stairs. Stop it. And he went, and I will not stop it. Your life depends on it. And when those people come over the speaker and tell you that a plane hit the building, you do not sit in your chairs. You get up and you start to evacuate. And that morning when the planes hit, they had 200 guests who had already been trained on how to get out of that building. And he is responsible for almost 2,700 lives being saved because of what he had learned about the mental approach that you have to take. You have to think, it could possibly happen to me. Shouldn't I be prepared?
So as individuals, I mean, we can prepare against terrorism, but would you take it more that you're preparing for, you know, say natural disasters that your area where you live may be prone to?
It's all the same in one sense, because it's really your mental approach that you're willing to admit that there is a possibility that something could happen to you. And I tell you, you got to take it from a really selfish point of view, too. Because in a disaster, you need to know first aid because you are your doctor until help arrives.
I think that's a really good point. What about people that, now you mentioned you were a storm chaser, and I've got this really weird thing. I love tornadoes. So if there's a tornado, and Walter can vouch for this, if there's a tornado coming, everyone goes in the closet except me. I go outside, I walk down the street. I love the smell of the air because it smells so different. I'm like kind of one of those freaks. My other job that I would love to have before I die is storm chaser. So, you know, what do you say to people like that? I mean, you were a storm chaser.
Only because I was a television news photographer, and that was kind of part of the job. I mean, if you said, hey, would you like to, let's go do that in the afternoon. No, I've seen straw shot completely through a telephone pole. A straw. Sticking one side and coming out the other side. I've seen, not me personally on this one, but I know of my uncle went into a house and the furniture had been sucked out of the windows except for one little table with a check laying on it.
Wow.
I would not want to chase a tornado. It is absolute insanity to be out there with pieces of metal.
Well, thank you.
Chasing
survivor,
because you already know they're there.
Words of wisdom for Judy.
Wait a minute. He called me insane, and you just said thank you for calling my wife insane.
See, my friends, Judy, are not the ones that say, hey, Jack, let's go drinking. Let's do drugs. Let's watch stupid, mindless television shows. My friends are the ones that can say, hey, look, you need to get off your fat butt and go exercise. Who's going to follow Moby Dick to, and expect to be the survivor leader? Right?
Okay. Well said.
Well, let's get...
That's what it is to be a tough like a pirate, you know.
Well, let's get serious. Let's say the grid goes down, or let's say there's a natural disaster. What are some of the things, and I know you can't get to everything, what are the things people should be stockpiling or preparing?
Well, my first thought, and where I see myself since more as a specialist, is what happens in the first moment of the disaster. Most of us don't walk around as if a disaster might happen in any second. So I suggest people carry little things every day, just little tiny things. And this is that stuff that you can give as gifts. And, yeah, you know, it's just one stocking stuffer kind of thing. But the whistle, an emergency blanket, a poncho. I fit the emergency blanket and the poncho and the dust mask and earplugs and a water filtration straw into my back pocket where I used to keep a big bulky wallet. And I reduced the size of my big bulky wallet because I thought survival stuff might be more helpful. If I've ever walked out, or your child's ever walked out of school and missed the school bus and it's cold and it's raining, wouldn't it be nice if they could reach down in their backpack and just take out a emergency blanket, wrap it around themselves, put a poncho on top of that, and be less miserable while they wait for somebody to pick them up?
Well, okay, I think that's great. So do you, but I got a question. Do you carry your backpack with you everywhere you go?
You didn't hear me. That's not in my backpack. That's in my pocket.
Oh, it's in your, what?
The whistle's around my neck. The rechargeable glow sticks around my neck. The fire starter's around my neck.
All the time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen to me. If you're about to be raped, Judy, do you want to go, hey, I've left my whistle in the car?
Can you wait a minute?
Sure. Yeah, hey, just a second. I'd like to let somebody know I'm in danger over here, but I don't have the whistle on me. It's
yeah.
in my desk drawer at the office. Come on.
Yeah.
How much is a whistle?
Right.
You know, it's almost nothing in weight, almost nothing in cost, but it is the most basic. If you're buried under rubble, Judy, and you can breathe, you can what?
That's true.
You can whistle.
You can whistle. Okay, I got to ask you a question before we go, because I think this
right.
is really kind of cool. You are trying to do something with the Ellen show. So talk to us for a minute about that, because I watched a really great video, and I love all these impressions you do. They're really fun. But I watched a really good video about it.
Yeah, I actually asked a friend to tell you.
I've been helping your chat do some work on and trying to get on the Ellen show, because, you know, that'll give me credibility. So, you know, if you can help.
And so Kermit helps me, and he's done a video with me on YouTube, and you can just search Survivor Jack Ellen DJ.
Yeah, I saw it. I thought it was funny. I was actually amazed. So when did you start doing these voice?
Do you have to get permission to use Kermit's voice?
I hope not. He just gets stuck in there sometimes. Judy, that's one of the funniest little stories. Do we still have another minute or so?
We have about 30 seconds.
All right. A young man asked me at a seminar, and I looked up, and he's a black guy. And I said, well, the first voice I ever did was a black guy. I said, I watched a television show called Amos and Andy, and there's a guy that spoke with us such authority. Imagine a four-year-old white kid going up to his mom going, now, I don't think I like him to wee-wee preparing dinner here, so I'm going to be making some suggestions for you. And the guy just fell out laughing.
That is funny.
Voices from the time I was a kid.
All right, where can our listeners find you?
Jack at SurvivorJack.com. The website's got links to my videos and articles.
All right, SurvivorJack.com. That's all the time we have for this segment. So we're going to go to a short break, and we come back. The Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free book. Write down this number, 844-WELL-100. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
You never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Many doctors are quick to prescribe medication like antidepressants or sleeping aids, a band-aid that covers up the underlying problem. Micronutrient deficiencies account for many symptoms that are often missed. You deserve answers, and you deserve the right path back to health. Schedule your micronutrient testing at EM Texas or call 1-800-910-EXEC. It doesn't matter where you live. As long as it's in the U.S., a kit can be shipped to you. So call 1-800-910-3932 or visit us at emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit StayYoungVitamins.com. The Stay Young vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of America. You can visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or download past shows by going to iTunes and searching The Staying Young Show. Okay, I want you to write down that website, StayYoungAmerica.com, and that toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. You're going to need it for two reasons. You're going to need it because of the Dementia Defender Trivia Question of the Day. Your chance to win a free book is coming up. But also, if you want to be part of our medical trivia contest to win free prizes, then you got to contact us with your name, your number. You cannot be a doctor or a nurse or a dentist or a chiropractor on this long list the docs have come up with. But if you want to be on there, you can call us toll-free, 844-935-5100, 844-WELL-100, same number there, or StayYoungAmerica.com. But today we have on with us playing our medical trivia contest, Ann Finney. Hello, Ann.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from the Adirondacks in New York State.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're kind of interesting because you're an author of a book.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So isn't it called Finding My Way to Moose River Farm?
Yes, it is. It's a memoir about my life with a variety of different animals.
Okay, when you say a variety of different animals, you kind of sound like the Gammon household. What do you got? What do you got over there?
I have horses, donkeys, goats, dogs, an iguana, and a potbelly pig presently, but I've had geese, and I've raised deer, and all kinds of animals in the last 50 years of my life.
Any husband considered an animal in there?
Oh, yes, I have a husband who loves the animals. I don't consider him an animal, but he's a huge help.
All right. Well, great. We're going to play the medical trivia just to refresh your memory. Here's how it goes. We got five questions the doctors are going to go back and forth with, and they're worth different points. And so at different parts of the contest, you can win things depending on how many points you have. So resveratrol, which is the Stay Young vitamin line, that's worth 40 points. And Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, which is our biggest seller. Everybody loves it. People are constantly ordering it and wanting to learn more on it.
I tried to get some today and we're out.
So. Yeah, we are. We're always out of this stuff. People say they want to take a bath in it. But anyways, the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, which is great for anti-aging and regenerating that skin, is worth 60 points. So here we go. The points that are harder are worth a little bit more, but
All right, and remember, we're talking humans here, not animals.
I will try. I will try. But I bet a lot of it pertains to animals.
It's probably very similar. So first question is, what are the most active muscles in the whole body?
The most active muscles are probably your abdominal muscles.
Your eye muscles.
Eye muscles.
Yep. So even when you're sleeping, those eye muscles are twitching back and forth.
That's okay. That was worth 15 points, so it wasn't like a big pointer. That's all right. Here we go. This one coming up is worth 20 points.
Okay, and speaking of the eye, how many working parts are in an eye, approximately?
Working parts in an eye.
I'll give you a hint. Think big number.
Okay. Would 100 be too big?
No.
So, sorry, it's actually 2 million.
Oh, wow.
All the nerves, the rods, the cones, not just the muscles. So.
Okay, all right.
All right, that's okay. Right, that's okay. We've got more questions. You still could actually get both of these.
This is a little easier one. So what percentage, roughly, of the human body is made up of water?
Isn't that something I should know from grade school? Isn't it like 90% or 95%?
50 to 65%.
Okay, the majority. Let's give her the points. Okay,
we'll
so 30 points. 30 points.
Well, thank you.
Yay! And that's because you got the majority. The majority of the body is made up of water. Here we go.
I love this question, Anne. When you sneeze, how many miles per hour does that snot coming out of your nose?
Oh my gosh, that's disgusting.
Well, let's see. How many miles per hour?
You said the answer earlier in response to another question.
Oh.
I'll rephrase it. Mm-hmm. Do you sneeze faster than a major league pitcher throws a fastball?
Oh, probably.
You are correct.
Okay, good.
You sneeze at 100 miles per hour.
All right, so that gives you 50 total points. You've already won the resveratrol, so this is awesome. All right, so if you get the next one, you get the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, the biggest seller. This is the stuff that turns the clock back. Here we go.
All right, speaking of, we're going to stick with the time theme. What's the speed of the blink of an eye? When we use that phrase, in the blink of an eye.
In the blink of an eye. And am I doing this in miles per hour? Or
seconds.
Miles per hour.
Or parts of seconds.
Okay, so a blink of an eye would probably take half a second.
That's a tenth of a second, but the point is it's under a second.
So
we'll
right.
give
that
we'll give it to you.
Woo-hoo! Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're going to send you out resveratrol, and we're also going to send you out the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, the day cream. And for our listeners who are not playing with us, but they want to order either one of these StayYoungVitamins.com, you can go to StayYoungVitamins.com, or for the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, you can go to StayYoungSkin.com. And, of course, you can always phone us to order 844-WELL-100, 844-935-5100. All right, Anne, before we let you go, I'm going to ask you more about this book because mm-hmm. I find it interesting. Okay, Finding My Way to Moose River Farm, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just what made you say, I'm going to write a memoir?
My whole life I've been a writer, and when I had these animals come into my life, I wanted to be able to share the stories with the next generation in my life, and the stories are so incredible what these animals have given me over the last 50 years that I just had to share them.
Yeah, I think it's great. Are you an animal lover, Dr. Anderson?
Well, I used to work for a vet, so I mean, it was around large animals, but I don't get all teary-eyed when I see him being adopted to that degree.
Oh, yeah, that's us. All right, Anne, we're going to let you go, but I'm going to put a plug out for your book. Where can people order your book?
It's available on Amazon, and you can also find more about it at www.mooseriverfarm.com.
All right, I think it's cool. All right, folks, you can order that book. What a fun guest. I loved having her on. Okay, so I think this is an interesting, combination, surviving, and then of course what we had with our trivia lady who did pretty good, but those questions were ridiculously hard. I'm like, people aren't going to want to play because you make them too hard. What are you doing?
We're running out of questions.
Whatever. Are you kidding?
kind of threw the softballs out the first few rounds.
We're pretty loose on giving the right answer there. And the other thing is the medical trivia is to help entertain our listeners, too, because they're interesting
and
questions.
Learn. Yeah.
And learn.
I just think you sneeze faster than a major league pitcher. Most major league pitchers can throw a fastball. That's pretty amazing.
So what do you have the miles per hour? Or
it's 100 miles per hour.
100 miles per hour.
100 miles an hour.
Yeah. Just think of that. That's amazing.
So think about if your sneeze had a head-on collision with somebody else's sneeze. I don't know why I thought of that. But I was thinking about things that collide at both at 100 miles an hour. That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course, if you get hit with a major league fastball, it hurts a whole lot more than someone sneezing on you.
Yeah, but you could die from the germs of somebody sneezing on you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
There's germs on the baseball, too.
I'm sure there are. They lick their fingers, and then they grab the ball. That's so gross.
Well, getting back to the survivor, though, there's many different aspects to surviving, but certainly having a backlog of water and food that you can access in the home, I think, is always a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, there's some easy things you can do. I mean, so, you know, if you live in cold weather, that's a time.
Oh, that music means it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Are you ready for this week's riddle? There are two ducks in front of a duck. There's two ducks behind a duck. And there's a duck in the middle. How many ducks are there in total? Let me repeat that. There are two ducks in front of a duck. There are two ducks behind a duck. And lastly, there's a duck in the middle. How many ducks are there in total? Send in your answers.
Okay, you heard it. Here's what you got to do. You got to go to stayyoungamerica.com, send your answers and explanation through the contact us form. Be sure you give us all your information. We need your name, your number, and your address. And, of course, which book you want, because that's your chance to win a free, that's right, free copy of the book, Age to Perfection or Stay Young, your choice, either one of those books. This was a great Dementia Defender. I know we're going to get tons of correct answers. I know we're going to get some wrong ones, but I know we're going to get tons of good ones. So I'm super excited about that. And for those of you who haven't been on Facebook and found our page, Stay Young Media, go to Stay Young Media on Facebook. We're always posting lots of great stuff up there. All the time we have for today, you've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. Join us right here as we bring you information that you can use.
We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com
or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.